It's Beth's Electric Unicycle Show, starring Duff.
I have wobbles for a very long time.
Okay, we'll see how this goes. It says that I am live. I'm using the updated YouTube live studio client for the first time, so we'll see how this goes. If you hear me okay, let me know. Let's see. I did post a little thing on my the community tab of my channel today, or late this afternoon, just giving a heads up that I might be doing this. This has been one of the few times that I haven't had a, or at least in my recent purchases, that I didn't have a negative experience with FedEx. They actually exceeded my expectations this time, which normally is the opposite. Evidently, they've changed some things from what I was told, and it's not... It's better for ground shipping, where I live. There's not that mysterious holdup in Central Florida that I've been dealing with for so long. So, Kaylee says okay. Does that mean you can hear me okay? I hope so. I have my my Yeti mic right here. So if everything sounds okay, let me know. And we'll stick around a little bit. We'll tread water until get a few more people in here. But anyways, the purpose of this is to reveal the mystery PEV that I've been talking about the last couple videos. This was a purchase that I originally had considered off and on for a while, but just wrote it off as, you know, not really necessary. But something flipped, just as is often the case with me. Something just clicked, and late last week, a couple of circumstances lined up, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it. Figured it'd be interesting content for the channel, and yeah, so we'll see what happens. Bear Life, hello. Hi, Mayan, how you doing? Bargain Bag says, good sound. Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear my streaming setup still works, even though it doesn't get used very often. So to give you one hint about what the new PEV is, well, there's a couple hints on the screen right now. First of all is the eWheels logo right there. So yes, this is something that I did purchase from Jason at eWheels. I would say probably 3/4 of the devices that I have, I purchased from Jason. He always does good by me. If you're in the US, I think in most cases you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't check out eWheels for your electric unicycle and scooter purchases. And no, I'm not sponsored, but I always like to promote Jason when I can. The other hint is the stand behind me. So like if it was another scooter or something like that, it wouldn't be going on a stand like that. So there is an empty stand behind me. So you can maybe put two and two together. All right. How is the video feed itself? I'm getting prompts from YouTube saying the audio stream bit rate is lower than the recommended bit rate. Why is it saying I have zero bit rate? I'm watching the preview window and it looks okay. That's just good connection. I don't know. Who knows? Must be YouTube ghosts. Because I had since I was streaming regularly, I've actually upgraded my internet connection to gig internet. I have gig down almost, and I think my uplink speed is 40 or 50 megabit, something like that. Maybe 40. I don't know. I haven't tested it lately. So, internet connection should be enhanced from what it was previously. Bargain Bag, why did you stop riding the Ninebot 1? Well, the Ninebot 1 was the wheel that I learned on. Hi, baby. Was the wheel that I learned on. And once I rode, I don't know, 300 miles roughly in the 9.1. I upgraded to an M Super V3, and I wound up giving my 9.1 to Cindy's daughter's boyfriend, Daniel, for he had it for at least a year, maybe a year and a half. And in the last 6 months, I've reclaimed the wheel because they hadn't really been using it. So I do have the 9.1. It's sitting in my hobby room right now. Don't ride it that much, but it's still a great wheel. Still works. Still works. Still goes 13 miles an hour. Battery life is not great on it, but it does still function, which is hard to believe. Mark says both the audio and video are good for you. Good, good. Yeah, 9.1 is a great. It's one of the best starter wheels. At least it was for me. It was really perfect. I crashed that thing so many times. It's a tank. It really is a tank. The only work that I've had to do to it is replace the tube, the inner tube. Other than that, it's been functioning all this time, and at this point it's probably, could it be 4 years old at this point? Maybe. I don't know. Okay, so we got some more people in here. We got almost 20 people in here. Wow, nice. I thought Mickey from EVX might show up, but he's a busy guy, so maybe he doesn't have time. All right, so I'm just checking a couple things here. This new YouTube studio is kind of interesting. It gives you some more real-time information than the old one did. So that is interesting. So anyway, so does anybody out there have any more guesses about the new device? I actually did, if you saw my video from yesterday that I recorded on Sunday, actually, if you watched till the very end, I actually did give a hint at the very end of the video. I don't know how many people picked up on it. Some people thought I was just trying to make a rude gesture. I guarantee you that was not the case, but yeah, it was a hint. For those of you that are unfamiliar with what I have, PEV-wise, right now I have, let's see if I can name them all, it might be difficult. We have a Segway Mini Pro, we have an M10-3, I have a 9.1E+, I have a Kingsong 18XL, Kingsong 16X, a Gotway Monster, a one-wheel XR, a one-wheel Pint, a Backfire Ranger X1, a Meepo KT Kicktail, and why does it feel like that's 10? I feel like I'm forgetting one. What am I forgetting? No, I guess that's all of it. Yeah. Okay, so I have 10 devices right now. Yesterday I said in the video that I thought I had 11. Well, I do have 11 now because I'm not counting the mystery device. But yeah, so had 10. This should be device number 11. Why does this feel like I'm forgetting something? No, that's it. Yeah, that should be all of them. That's all of them. So yeah, this will be lucky number 11. Bargain Bag says, hey Brett, what's up, man? I just got my 9.1 and already got a flat on the third time riding it. Do you have to worry about the tube always going flat? No. The tube replacement that I did was within the last few months. I had not had to do it prior to that. However, a very good move you can make is once you replace that tube, fill the new tube, you know, fill it, but you want to use something like tire slime in the tube, and that will at least prevent small punctures from totally derailing you. The way the slime works normally is if there's a small puncture, it will actually ooze out, fill that puncture, and in a lot of cases, you're good to go. You don't have to touch the tube. So Marty swears by it. I've been doing it with all my wheels recently as well. So look into slime. And it's not hard to do, but if you're going to replace a tube, you might as well use slime as well, because replacing the tire on a 9.1E+ is, or the tube, it's not horribly difficult. It's not as easy as it is on a Kingsong, but it's not as difficult as it is on a Gotway, somewhere in between. So not terrible. And there's videos online to do it. Speedy Feet has some good videos on replacing the tire. I think I did one. Did I do one? I think I did one as well. So if you look at my channel, you might be able to find that. So, Scout, your guess is an electric bicycle. Well, you probably didn't hear what I said a few minutes ago. I said one of the hints is the eWheels logo right here. I bought it from eWheels. eWheels sells scooters. I don't think he sells electric bikes. Not that I'm aware of. And the other hint is the stand that I have right here. Whatever the device is going to fit in that stand. And an electric bike would not fit on that stand. I don't think. I've never tried one, but I don't think it would fit on there. NH Guy. Hi, guys. How you doing? Okay, so, all right, we've got 30 people in here, more or less. So let's end the drama. Let's see what this mystery device is. Okay. I have it right around the corner. I have it on the charger. There it is. What does that look like to you? It's a Gateway wheel. And no, it's not an MS Pro. It's not an MS Pro. It's an MSX 100 volt, 1860 watt hour wheel. 100 volt wheel. It's the wheel that you see all those crazy people like Crazy VT going, you know, 40 miles an hour on. The mystery is revealed. So what do you guys think of that? No Rasputin, not a non-EUC. It is an EUC. It is indeed. So there's a couple reasons that I wanted to get the MSX. Not, I don't have any plans to be riding 40 miles an hour. But I might feel better about going over 30 because I know that this wheel is spec'd to go significantly faster than that if you want to. So I thought that would be interesting. I want to potentially maybe look at developing some more 3D parts for the MSX, maybe. So I thought that was another reason to do it. And I thought the timing of it was interesting with all of the hype and subsequent sort of non-hype with the MS Pro. At least the initial feedback on it hasn't been fantastic. I thought it was interesting to revisit the MSX 100 volt, which outperforms the M Super Pro by quite a bit, at least by, with top speed. You know, as far as torque and that kind of stuff goes, the MS Pro might even be slightly better, like with mid-range power and stuff, but top end, it seems like there's no comparison to the MSX. So what do you guys think? Let me read here. Okay, we got a lot of feedback coming in here. Okay, we're talking about slime. Slime, yep. I've been saved by slime. Slime is good. Someone mentioned about tearing in the tube from the valve. Yes, that does happen. I've had that happen on my Monster, actually. I had a tear in my tube at the valve. And that was kind of dangerous because that deflated fast. I was at speed. I was probably going 20, low 20s when it happened. And it deflated quite quickly when that happened. And luckily, I was able to bring it to a stop without wrecking. But that's a bad spot to have a tear. All right, so Brett, MSX Pro, Nicola. Oh, these were the guesses. Okay, so Brett guessed the MSX Pro. Now, a couple of people in the comments have mentioned the MSX Pro, and unless I'm mistaken, I don't know that other than dealers that you could even get one right now. So, and to be quite honest, and it's funny because I'm not an extreme rider. I don't want to go 40 miles an hour. But just knowing that the MS Pro had a lower top end than the MSX 100 volt made me want the 100 volt more. It's weird because, you know, I'm not a speed demon. But who knows? There's some sort of strange psychology going on there. And this was more appealing to me. Rasputin, non-EUC. Nope, sorry, bud. Way off. John Wang, MSX 100 volt. Yes. Yes. Some MSP guesses. All right. Yes, Widget. You just joined, so it is revealed. You can always go back and watch the Yeah, this will go up in the YouTube channel as a as its own video as well. But yes, it is revealed. It is an MSX 100 volt. It is the 1860 watt hour MSX 100 volt. So this now has this wheel becomes my largest battery pack wheel. Prior to this, the largest battery pack I had was in my Monster, my first gen Monster, which is a 1600 watt hour battery. This one is 1860. I'll be doing range tests for sure. It's going to be interesting to compare it to the Kingsong wheels, which are probably my, well, they are my best range wheels currently. So that's going to be an interesting comparison to see how the MSX with the bigger battery pack matches up to the Kingsongs, because Kingsongs are inherently more efficient when it comes to range. But throwing more watt hours at the wheel should kind of make up for that in the Gotway case. Okay, I'm looking. Okay, it seems like some people like my selection. It's, you know, with what I do, I kind of like to have a variety of wheels. I've ridden one MSX. Well, no, I'm sorry, I am wrong. I've never ridden an MSX. James, the guy that came down, he drove 4 hours down here to test drive the Z10 when I was demoing that for eWheels. He had a M Super V3 84 volt. My M Super was a V3, a 67 volt M Super. So I've ridden M Super. I guess that was the S Plus. I don't know. I rode an 84 volt M Super. Never rode an MSX. The Nikola Plus that I had was a 100 volt wheel. So I'm expecting it to be similar, but it'll be interesting to contrast how this M Super feels to the Nikola Plus, for sure. Rasputin, weird choice for a zombie rider. I agree. It is a weird choice. That's why I was, if you saw any of my prior videos, that's why I was saying that some people, probably a lot of people, are going to be surprised at my selection, because this is the wheel that is primarily in the videos that you see me, you know, ranting about, you know, people riding at excessive speeds and in reckless manners. This is the wheel that is usually under them when this occurs. So rest assured, you're not going to see me doing anything crazy like that, but I will be stretching my comfort zone a little bit just to see how it is, you know, just to get a more rounded experience. HB, what can she do? An MSX 100 volt, if you look out there on YouTube, it can, people ride it into the low 40s. It will be beeping if you're in the low 40s, but some people have been able to sustain, you know, 40, 41 miles an hour, comfortably cruising in the mid 30s. So, and with a bigger battery, with the battery this has, it can go even longer. Now, I think the only other MSX that has a bigger battery than this is, there's like a custom one that NYC EUC sells. I think that's who sells it. It's like a 2200 watt hour battery. They must stuff some more cells in there and parallel them together, I guess. So there are bigger configurations out there, but 1860 is big. It will it'll get me all the range that I need, and then some, for sure. Scout says arguably the best wheel out there. Yeah, well, Scout, I would say it, depending on what's important to you. Yeah, if you want to go fast, this is the go fast wheel. I don't know. Has anyone seen a Monster, one of the 100 volt Monsters, like a Gen 3 Monster, go faster than MSX? I've never heard of it. I mean, they can go fast, but I don't know that they can go faster than an MSX. I may be mistaken on that, but if there's been someone clocking 40 miles an hour on a Monster, I have not seen it, and I wouldn't recommend it either. But yeah, this is all around. This is probably the quickest wheel and fastest overall wheel that you can buy. Now, typically, I ride under 30 miles an hour exclusively. So I love my Kingsong 18XL. I love my Kingsong 16X. They're great wheels. But this is a different, this is targeted at a different type of rider. So I'm just going to dip my toe in there a little bit, fully geared, of course, and riding in safe conditions as best I can. I won't be trying to keep up with traffic. I won't be trying to keep up with the 60-mile-an-hour traffic on a Immokalee road, that's for sure. Okay. And a lot of comments coming in. I appreciate that, guys. How much the money? HB, that's another thing I wanted to mention. Because I was talking to Jason prior to this. Prior to my decision, I was going back and forth with him. And that was another thing that kind of pushed me over the edge. You know, like I said, all the talk was about the MS Pro. And I just happened to go on eWheel's site and I looked at the MSX 100 volt and it said in stock. I'm like, wow, because there's been multiple times where I've ordered wheels from Jason and because of timing or demand or just the slow shipping from Gotway, where I've waited months for wheels and he had it in stock. I ordered this on Thursday, I'm not sure, I have to look back, but yeah, he has it in stock. So, I mean, if you guys are looking for an MSX 100 volt wheel, he has them in stock and ready to go. He got a container of them, so he has quite a few. And cost-wise, I think they're like $2,200, something like that, on their site right now. And it includes, when you buy who's calling my phone? I don't want to pick it up because it's probably a spam caller, which I get regularly. So anyways, like I was saying, when you buy from eWheels, Jason, I'm going to turn this damn ringer off. There we go. I just hung up on him, whoever that was. When you buy from eWheels, he also includes this mudguard, which I may or may not use. I don't know. This is based on Steven Sessler's design, his 3D printed design. Jason actually spent the money to get a mold created. So this is harder. I don't know if this is polycarbonate plastic. I have heard of some people say that they've broken them, but it definitely feels strong. You know, I don't know that I need its functionality, but maybe we'll see. Or I might just design my own. Who knows? It also includes, he throws in the seat, which will be interesting. I'm going to see if I can actually do this. If you saw my video from the weekend, I was doing seated riding on the Monster. I don't know if I'll be able to do seated riding on the MSX, just because my long legs, not great flexibility. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to comfortably get into seated position, but I'll give it a try. And I think it's cool that he includes the seat. Also has, I think it's a 3-amp charger. I believe that's what it comes with. I have it around the corner. Let me just look at it. Yeah, it's a 3-amp charger. More heavy duty. I think this is the same charger that came with my Nikola Plus as well. Actually has a metal case instead of a plastic case, has a fan, so seems like it's a little better charger than what Gotway used to include. So anyways, yeah, if you guys are jonesing for an MSX 100 volt, it's a rare opportunity. I can't remember a lot of times in the last year or so where a wheel was that available, that it was in stock, ready to ship, and it was nice experience. And like I said, it influenced me to move now instead of putting it off longer. Rocky Top says, that was supposed to be shipped to my house. Are you sure that one's yours? I think it's mine. My name was on it. But, you know, never know. Hey, Cliff. What's up, bud? You have enough EUCs to put one on each foot and use like roller skates? Yes, I do. This is, if you heard earlier, this should be PEV device number 11 in the household. I might have to do... I was debating, like, do I want to get rid of one of my wheels to make space? And I had a hard time, you know, coming up with one that I would want to part with at this point. So I think for now I'm just going to be keeping all 11 devices. Brett says, good luck with ankles. Why, what's going on? Is this going to hurt my ankles? I hope not. We'll see. Oh, and this another thing... eWheels includes are the Nikola pedals on these M Super. MSXs. It's the Nikola pedals. It's not the regular pedals that come with the M Super or the MSX normally that have the steeper dihedral angle. These are flatter, preferred by a lot of people. So that's another nice included upgrade if you buy the wheel from eWheels. Thought that was kind of cool too. And hopefully it won't hurt my ankles. I don't know. Typically, when I ride my wheel, my legs don't even touch the wheel in most circumstances because I have a wide stance and bow legs. Chili D knows on electric bike, obviously. Bargain Bag says I would go out full body armor. Now I don't have body armor. I know Marty has body armor that he wears sometimes, but I have full face helmet. Wrist guards. Oh, and also wrist guards were thrown in as well, by the way. I mean, there's all kinds of throw-ins with this. Really a nice deal. Yeah, some eWheels branded wrist guards, which I don't really need, but it's always nice to have a spare set, I guess. But typically when I'm riding on open road, I have a full face helmet, wrist guards, elbow pads, which are actually lacrosse elbow pads, so they don't just cover the joint, they kind of extend up to here and to here, so it kind of covers that whole area of your arm. Knee pads, and a reflective vest. That's my all-out safety gear currently. Now, body armor is better, you know, because like when I had my wipeout on my skateboard, I went down like this sort of, and you know, my elbows were protected, my hands were protected, my knees were protected, but my back got ripped up, you know, because I kind of landed on my side. So body armor would help in that situation. With living in Florida, if you go crazy, you know, putting on the gear, it could get a little uncomfortable, especially in the summers. But I don't know. Well, it's something to consider, you know, maybe in the future. I don't know. Steve Seller says, I have this wheel, can't go over 20 miles an hour, get a terrible wobble. Must be me. Well, Steve, first thing I would ask is what your PSI is, because I can tell you that tire pressure can make a huge difference in speed wobbles. When I first got my 16X, I pumped it up to like 31 or 32, something like that, 31 or 32 PSI. Took it out and it did not feel good at speed. Anything over 20, I felt like I was getting speed wobbles. It was not fun. I dropped the pressure to 26 PSI. Great, world of difference. Super stable, love the way it feels, has enough cushion, you know, to absorb some bumps. So I found with me and my body weight, I weigh 185, 190 pounds, depending on the day of the week. That's a PSI that works for me. So I would definitely experiment with PSI. I've found if you go real high on the PSI level, you'll have more low speed agility because of the added pressure in the tire, but high speed, it gets squirrely. At least it always has for me, so I always will go a little bit lower with my PSI. A Van Moof bike, Chili D. I don't know what that is. NH guy says my V8 doesn't even do half of that. Yeah, well, yeah, V8s are great wheels though. I mean, it's a V8 is not meant to go that fast, but they are very, very good wheels. MSX Pro, Bear Life says that with the MSX Pro, just the light is better. Yeah, the light is cool looking. I see it as another source of failure as a fan. So that means that it runs a fan just for the lights. So that means those things must run super, super hot. Some of the feedback I got from Mickey was they might actually be a little bit too bright. As in bright enough to blind oncoming vehicles or pedestrians or bicyclists. So it might be a little bit too bright. I don't know. The MSX Pro. Oh, that's right. This one, yeah, this one does not have speakers that I know of, right? Yeah, the MSX does not have speakers. Not that I care. If I want to listen to music when I'm riding, I have the two King Song wheels that I can do that with, and that situation almost never occurs, so that doesn't matter to me. That's another thing that the MS Pro has, is those speakers, which some people are critical of because they are exposed on the outside where they could easily take a shot from debris. There's no speaker grill over it, so that might not be the best decision by Gotway for durability. Bargain Bag says, what's the range on that? I don't know yet. Range is a very subjective thing that varies by speed and by conditions. Like if usually when Marty does his range test, he tries to be consistent with his speed, and he's going like in the high teens. He tries to average like 18, 19 miles an hour. Now, if you contrast that to like when I go out to Ave Maria, which I do on a pretty regular basis, quite often I'm tracking 25, 26 miles an hour. That makes a huge difference on your range. And then when you throw in wind conditions, a lot of times because that ride is so straight, if I'm in a headwind, I'm in a headwind for 10 miles consistently, nonstop. So all that stuff affects your range pretty dramatically. Likewise, if you're in a hilly area. So range is going to be interesting, but I don't see any way that I could get less than 40 on this, and I would hope that I would get closer to 50 miles of range. But we'll see. I'm gonna test it pretty well. This upcoming weekend, I should get some opportunities to do a good range test. Rocky Top says, I can't wait to hear your review. It's a big jump from the old M Super that you had. Yes, it certainly is. Good old, and it's so funny because when I got the M Super V3, that was like the pinnacle. Yeah, that was like the wheel. I actually bought that one from Speedy Feet, believe it or not. At that point, the exchange rate was favorable. I bought mine just after Marty bought his. Marty bought his M Super, original M Super from Speedy Feet as well. And it could go 20, 22, 23, even maybe 24 miles an hour, and that was just like incredible. So it always amazes me how that window has shifted over time. Whereas, you know, if you're not going at least 30 miles an hour, you know, you're on a slow device. It's kind of crazy. Oh, there's Mickey. There's Mr. EVX. Okay, you got the 100 volt MSX. Will you at least hit 37 miles an hour? Otherwise, will I get this wheel that can hit 43 miles an hour? Well, I don't know. If I hit 37 miles an hour, can you get Crazy VT to officially decree that I am not a no-skill zombie rider? I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something in it for me other than a concussion or possibly death. You know, there's got to be a reason to do it. But I will. The fastest I've ever gone on any of my devices when I was tracking speed is the Gateway Monster. I was supposedly going 33 miles an hour at some point. And I believe that was seated. I was seated when I was doing that. So now I've gone faster on the scooters. I've had the Dualtron scooter up to 37 miles an hour, but that's a lot less crazy than on a one-wheel device, right? Ishayela, thank you. I will definitely check those out. Yeah, you really should. If you're looking for an MSX, I think it's a excellent time to buy. It's having them readily available and all these throw-ins that Jason includes. I feel like I got my money's worth. HB says expensive. I'm going to watch some reviews. Yes. $2,000 nowadays is sort of the number that a lot of higher performance wheels are sitting around. Again, for perspective, when I got my Gateway M Super V3 back then, 3 years ago now at this point, I don't remember, that was $1,200 shipped. So yeah, and I guess the primary expense in the wheels is the bigger battery packs. I think that's where most of your expense is coming from. But yeah, the price of what's considered a good wheel has definitely gone up considerably over time, and of course the tariffs didn't help. I know some tariffs got rolled back. I don't know if that includes the tariffs that were hitting EUCs, and I haven't asked Jason if those have been repealed or not, but those definitely did bump up prices as well. All right. I'm going back up here. I appreciate all the questions, guys. Clay's there. Hey, Clay. What's up, bud? So I know Clay, I don't know. I mean, you don't know a ton about EUCs, but this EUC behind me, the MSX, can comfortably cruise more than double the top speed of an XR, one wheel XR. Not that I recommend it. Night Ride says, would like to see this on your swamp trail. Yeah, that's one of the things that I plan to do. I plan to take it through the swamp again. I'll just take my ibuprofen ahead of time and make sure I allocate more time. It'd be interesting if I did that more, like in the late morning or lunchtime, because you'll see a lot more alligators during that time of day. Mao Man, when will I get my Skydio? My Skydio 2 has been ordered since November, October, something like that. Back then they said it was going to be coming in January. Now it's been shifted to March. So yeah, my Skydio 2 is going to be coming. Many of you probably saw Marty's video where someone loaned him their Skydio 2, and it seemed like he liked it. But I'm gonna have to give some thought to that, because I can't be running the Skydio when I'm cruising down a Mockley road. I can't have it over traffic, and there's high voltage lines along that road. That would not be a good combination. So I do plan to use it as much as I can, but I'm going to have to use it appropriately in spots where I'm not gonna get in trouble for doing so. Do do do. Rocky Top says, just remember that it has the power. It just takes more force to make it respond, kind of like a sporty monster. Yeah, I already talked to Matthias about maybe getting power pads for this. He hasn't actually been making any lately, but I might get some power pads for it. Although they did put thicker padding on here. That you may remember when the MSX first came out, they had this paper thin, shitty padding. These are substantially thicker. So they did upgrade the padding since it first came out. So we'll see how it is. The thing is the way I ride. First of all, I'm not aggressively accelerating, decelerating in most situations. I just don't ride that way. Second of all, if you've ever seen, well, of course you have, because you see the low footage when I'm shooting with the selfie stick. My calves are just like kind of basically brushing up against the case. I rarely am touching the case unless I'm trying to corner hard or turn tightly. But I don't have a lot of contact with the wheel. I just use my big size 13s to just kind of steer things, you know. HB says, I'm interested, got to check the range. Yeah, it's going to be long range, especially, and the lighter you are, the more range you're going to get, obviously. Sam says, up, Duff. Hey, Sam, what's up? Ishaela just ordered a V8F from eWheels, getting it Friday. Awesome. Well, like, he must have had that in stock as well. That's awesome. V8F is a nice wheel. Cindy had a V5F for a while, and she liked that a lot. V8F is basically an upgrade to the V8. So yeah, V8F, you should be happy with that wheel. Anyone feel like sharing some good brands of wrist guards, helmets, knee guards? Ishaela, once again, if you look at any of my videos, in the video description, I have links to the safety gear that I use. Most of my stuff is either 888 or Killer 187 is gear that I use pretty much. Hey, Katie. I know Katie's here. So those are the brands that I use personally, and there's links on my descriptions if you want to check them out for yourself. But most gear is good. You just want to you want it to be comfortable enough that it's not a pain for you to wear, and that you wear it consistently. That's the most important thing as far as I'm concerned. Oh, Rasputin mentioned the 187 gear. Yeah, Killer 187. EVX, you retracted a message? Yeah, you probably said something making fun of me, more or less. Probably called me a no-skill zombie rider again. Okay, Bear Life. Bear Life says, my Monster V3 100 volt 3108 watt hour is rated at 70 kilometers an hour, 43. I've never tried. Okay, so that's Bear Life. That's the same spec, I believe, as his name. I was told his name is pronounced Sean. It's spelled Hsing. So I, up until that point, I was calling him Hsang, but I guess he actually is. People call him Sean. He's a New York City writer. A lot of people like his videos. He bought, I think, a Monster with those same specs off of Alibaba, I guess, something like that. It seems like he loved the wheel, although I thought it was a little discouraging that he had to tighten the axle nuts after like a month. That's the thing that pisses me off about Gotway's design with their pedal hangers. The need to tighten those axle nuts on a regular basis is just stupid. If you've ever seen the way that King Song does it, I don't understand why Gotway would not adopt something along those lines. It doesn't require such tedious work to tighten the axle nuts. It's a real pain. Let's see. Ishael, I was looking at Flexmaster, but they seem pretty expensive. I assume that's another type of gear. I have not heard of Flexmaster. Duff uses 187, and you have them in Australia, yes. Yeah, and my the knee pads that I wear, it's a little unconventional. It's actually called No Cry, and it's actually knee pads that are designed for people like laborers that are always on their knees. Two reasons I got those. They're very comfortable because they're designed for someone that's literally on their knees all the time. And they're very easy to attach because they're just built. There's two Velcro straps that you just stretch around your knee and snap them onto a little clasp. And it's easy. You don't have to pull them up over your feet. It's not real tight and constricting on your knee, which is helpful down in Florida because, I mean, my knees would be soaked probably from sweat if I wore conventional knee guards down here. So, yeah, I really like them. They might not be the coolest looking things, but they work for me. So, and I think I have links to those as well in my video descriptions. Okay. James Holmes says, you and Marty could open a shop. Yeah, well, Marty has me beat by a lot. He has a lot more wheels than I do, but we definitely have two of the bigger collections out there that I know of. But there's always people that are catching up. Rasputin has ProTech. Yeah, Marty had, I don't know if he still does, but I think his original helmet was a ProTech. I could have swore I saw Marty wearing ProTech stuff. The chat keeps moving on me. Okay, I got the cheap $50 body armor. Dan, oh hey Dan, what's up? You got the cheap $50 body armor from Amazon. Yeah, it's not bad. Is Marty here? Oh, there he is. Hey Marty, what's up, man? Marty is the man. All right. So Mickey says, I'm going to need those power pads to hit 37 if you don't learn how to torque properly. Okay. Well, yeah, well, I mean, my acceleration, like when you see these guys that are on the wheel and they're leaning forward like this, I guess that looks backward on camera, that's not me. Most of my acceleration and deceleration is simply by shifting my hips, you know, my center of gravity of the hips. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if what kind of speeds I can hit with the way that I normally ride. But like I said, power pads I think would be an interesting addition to the wheel. I also talked to Matthias about getting, I don't know if you've seen his light kits that he has for the MSX, because that's one thing I'm not crazy about with the MSX. I don't like the rainbow lighting on these lights here. And with the kit that Matthias makes, the controller, you can make it something that's a lot more aesthetically pleasing, in my opinion. So I might be looking at doing that as well. Seems pretty easy. Well, Marty put that in his MSX, and he seemed like he liked it. So that might be something that I'm doing as well. Okay. Ishaela, you're welcome for the information. Steve-O's here. When do you think we will start to see 126-volt EUCs? I don't know. I think that's what a lot of people were expecting with the MS Pro. I think that's what a lot of people were hoping for with the MS Pro, 126-volt wheel. So I don't know. I've not heard anything. Marty's a lot more tuned into the latest and greatest, so maybe he has an opinion on it. Yeah, Marty, I don't know if you heard MSXs that Jason's selling, they actually have the Nikola pedals on them, so they don't have that nasty dihedral angle. So I think that's cool. And he's thrown in the seat and the mudguard, which is nice. So yeah, I'm really happy with what he's including on this package. Flyboy EUC, this is not the MSP. No, it is not. Although at first glance, it might be hard to tell the difference unless you saw the headlight, you know, because it still has that carbon fiber finish to it and everything. Yeah, visually, I mean, other than the headlight, I don't know. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Okay, the MSP does have other stuff. It has the lift sensor switch. It has the speakers right here that people are kind of lukewarm about. So the MSP does have some some nice additions, you know, some quality of life additions, I guess. If you like to listen to music through your speakers on your wheel, or if you like lift sensors, neither of those features will, in my riding conditions, neither of those features really matter to me. So, but yeah, those are some of the other differences with the MS Pro. I would love to make replacement pedal hangers for Gateway wheels. Well, Dan, I don't know how familiar you are with, I know you're considering two different Kingsong wheels, but if you saw the way the Kingsong does pedal hangers versus the way Gateway does them, it's like night and day. And I don't understand why Gateway doesn't change that. It doesn't seem like it would be a real hard thing to do. You know, they'd have to change a pedal hanger, and they'd have to change the fitting that comes off of the motor itself. I don't know. I'm not really sure why they haven't changed that, because customers do not like having to rip their wheel, you know, all the way apart to tighten loose axle nuts. I know I don't, and I know Marty's done a hell of a lot more than I have, and I don't think he's a fan of it either. Fuji says, do you think a 14 by 3 inch tire could make for a good urban EUC? Well, I don't know. I mean, we have an M10-3. That's a 10 inch by 3 inch tire, right, Marty? Is it a 3 inch? I don't know. You've corrected me on that before. M10-3 has a big fat tire. But the problem you would have is a 14 inch wheel is not going to be as comfortable and able to tolerate like bumps in the road or holes, potholes and that kind of stuff as an 18 inch wheel would be able to. So that's what you're giving up with the smaller diameter wheel is more flexibility handling rougher terrain. And also a 14 by 3 wheel is also going to have a lower ground clearance than a bigger diameter wheel. Mickey says, I know what's up. MSX is king. Yeah, man. Well, you don't have an MSX, though, do you, Mickey? Or do you have one now as well? I don't know. I can't. Your collection's growing quickly. I mean, the last thing I knew is you have the Nikola, but I didn't know that you... Do you have an MSX, or you just want to have an MSX? I think an MSX would fit well into your lineup. Michael Jackson Lean is bad torque form. Yes, I agree, Mickey. Yes, it is. It's very dangerous. You'll be coming out with a video on torquing soon. Okay, good. I can't wait to see it. Fuji says, what EUC in my collection do I like to ride in an urban environment? Well, I mean, like when I take my wheel to, like when I've commuted to work, a lot of that, the last third of that is... Well, as urban as Southwest Florida gets, you know, it's nothing like New York City, obviously. I haven't taken the Kingsong 16X in that environment yet, but I expect it to be fine. But I've taken 18-inch wheels, and that's kind of been my preference. I did it on my M Super V3. I've done it on the Kingsong 18XL. So I think an 18-inch wheel is really well suited for an urban environment. Unless you're talking about portability, because if you have, I mean, these wheels have trolleys on them, so you can push them easily. The downside of an 18-inch wheel is you're getting on the heavy side. You're gonna be looking, you know, at probably 50 pounds plus. So for some people, that's not gonna be very comfortable to lug around. So you know, sometimes if you're only literally going a couple miles, you know, a smaller wheel might be a better choice for you, you know, like a MCM5 or something like that, or the Kingsong 14D, or is the latest the 14S? 14S? I don't know. That's a great little wheel too. So Marty says that you're hoping Gateway's next 14-inch wheel has a 3-inch tire. So you think the MCM? I mean, they would have to totally redesign that, I guess, to accommodate a 3-inch wide tire. It would be cool though. If they could, like, you know, because of how strong of a hill climber that MCM5 is of yours, imagine that with a 3-inch tire. That would be pretty cool. That would be an interesting combination. So, Marty, do you have... Has the MSP arrived yet? I know that you were getting it from Mickey. I didn't know if it actually had arrived at your place yet. Okay, so Mickey does not have an MSX. All right, man. So whenever you come down to Stereo, you know, I got the MSX. You know, you can crack 40 miles an hour. I'll be filming you from a safe distance. Mickey says, it just hit me. When you come to NYC to ride with us, ship the MSX 100 volt and come ride proud with your friends here in NYC. It's a great idea, man. It's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Shit. Why didn't I think of that? Hey, Marty wants me to go out to the LA EUC games, which I would actually love to do, by the way. I think it would be awesome. Timing-wise, with my work, that is not a good time to do that, but I don't know. It's something that at least I will consider and see if I have any options to make that happen. Because it would be great. It would be great to see these people that I've only known from afar in person. I think it would be a lot of fun. Marty, you're waiting for Mickey to get off his ass and ship it. What? Oh, Mickey, you didn't ship it yet? I thought you said you did. Really? Damn. All right, well, hopefully, maybe they'll ship it overnight, Marty. I doubt it, though. Robert Bostick says, is a King Sonic 16 a good wheel to start out on? If so, do they make skins or padding so you don't tear them up? Or scratch them. A 16X or a 16S? 16S has long been looked at as a really good starter wheel. It's almost like the 9-bot 1E Plus, very durable, has a good reliability record, has a top speed of... can you hit 20 on a 16S? I'm not sure. Battery pack is... I'm working off my memory, which is never a good thing, but battery pack in the 800 watt hour range, something like that, or is it 600 watt hours? Might be 680 in a 16S. It's a great early wheel. If you're serious about the hobby, you probably will outgrow it. But it's a great wheel. As far as padding goes, there's like a foam that you can buy that's designed for EUCs, like bumper foam. I used that early on to protect the wheel. If you go the King Song 18XL route, and the 16X now actually, Marty, what's is it Rolls.nz, Fat Unicyclist company? He makes, and actually I think, is Jason selling them now? They make like these neoprene covers, which fit perfectly over a 18XL, or a King Song 16X. Which does a fantastic job of protecting your wheel. If I was just starting out now, I would definitely invest in one of those things. They're not cheap, but it will keep your wheel looking good even through the learning process. It's a smart investment in my opinion. Dan says, I think someone mixed an MCM5 to have a wider tire. What, they put a fatter tire on an MCM5? Really? I haven't heard about that. I assume that the problem would be a clearance in the case, you know. You definitely couldn't get a 3-inch in that thing, though, I don't think. Mickey says, you can mod the MCM5 to have... You can? Some guys here in So, Mickey, when they modded the MCM5, did they cut the case? Cut into the case? Because I'd be amazed that there's enough clearance otherwise. Mickey's in regards to Mickey not shipping the MSP yet. Jason pays for the shipping. Yes, he pays for FedEx ground shipping normally. The 16S has an 840 watt hour battery. Okay, so you'll get again, depending on the situation, 20 miles of range, maybe something like that, which is more than enough for a lot of people. Fuji says, where do you see weight could be reduced on the current EUCs? Do you think we will see a 30-pound, 18-inch EUC one day? The short answer is yes, because battery technology will continue to improve. You'll get more capacity in a smaller package, which will weigh less, and that will continue to be the case for the foreseeable future. So yeah, I think that will happen. I don't know when, but I definitely think it will. Mickey says, yes, they cut the shell a bit. Oh, I didn't know that Crazy VT had an MCM5. I would think that'd be way too slow of a wheel for him. Wow, I've never seen him ride it. That's interesting. Cool. Okay, so Marty confirmed that you cut away the shell on the MCM5 to put a 3-inch tire on it. Okay. Good to know. I have not seen that mod done. They made new pedal hangers, and they cut the case. Oh, they made new pedal hangers? Really? What, they have like a machine shop get involved? That's interesting. I totally missed that modification. Rocky Top says the bodyguards are king, but the in-motion V8 cover mostly fits the 16S. Headlight does not quite line up. Yeah, that's true. Those of you that haven't seen it, it almost looks like a rain jacket sort of. In Motion makes one of those for their wheels, and I know that when Cindy got her B5F, I believe Jason included one of those with her wheel. So that's another option. It doesn't have quite the padding that those Roll NZ covers do, you know, but it would protect her from a lot of scratching and stuff. But the cover from Roll NZ, like I said, it's more of a neoprene fabric, and it would give you some additional impact resistance. So I think that's a good thing, especially if you're learning, because there will be impacts, believe me, a lot of them. I wonder how that MCM5 rides. I've never ridden an MCM5, but I know Marty loves his, especially in a hill climbing situation. He has long declared the MCM5 as the best hill climbing wheel that he has. Dan would like to see removable battery packs. Yeah. I wouldn't think that would be that hard. I don't think that would be that hard to do. And actually, like with back in 9-Bot 1 E Plus days, when they were like the dominant wheel, it wasn't abnormal at all for someone to carry an extra pack for extra range. But I think, because it was very easy to get to the battery pack on the E Plus, it was just like two screws, and you could get to the battery pack very easily. I think what the issue is nowadays is the batteries are so damn expensive that there's going to be very few people that can afford to carry a spare, 1860 watt battery pack, and it would weigh a freaking ton anyways. But I think that's probably the reason that there's not really a realistic scenario where very many people could do that. But it would be nice. Crazy VT also bought a Monster. Did he really? Oh, wow. I can only imagine what he's going to try to do in that. But someone else said earlier, I don't know if you were here, Mickey, that I guess top speed wise, the 100 volt Monster and the 100 volt MSX are very similar top speed wise, even though the Monster has a bigger diameter wheel or motor, wheel. So I'm kind of surprised with the way that he rides that he would want a Monster, just because the Monster is not going to be as responsive as the MSX is, obviously. Now, obviously, you put pads on there and you do more aggressive leaning, it's going to do more, but I'm curious how he will like that. Obviously, I've seen T-Shawn on his Monster, and, he really gets into it and throws it around quite a bit, so I guess Crazy VT could do the same thing, but I will be interested in seeing how he does on it and how he likes it. Because isn't that the Monster with the 3,100 watt-hour battery? What's it weigh, 75 pounds? I'm curious what that weighs. It has to weigh a ton. I mean, did he just get that because he wanted the range? Is that the big reason? He wanted to have an ultra-long range wheel? I wish Crazy VT was in the chat right now. I'd say what's up. No Skill Zombie Rider reporting for duty. Robert Bostick says, yeah, I was preferring the 16X. That's what I was considering for my first wheel. Thanks. Okay, yeah. Good choice. DJ! Do you want to have DJ say hi?
Oh, that light is insane. No way.
I'm not talking to hurt him.
Yeah, it is going to hurt.
Okay, I just turned it.
Lies. Sorry, it's a baby. That's what happens.
Cindy's here with DJ.
Whoop.
There he is. Cindy babysitting. DJ, what's up?
want to sit on
Grandpa's lap? What's up?
Sit on Grandpa's lap. He's got my necklace. Say hi.
This is DJ.
Don't hit the keyboard.
Don't hit the keyboard. Cindy gets to babysit him twice a week.
Yay!
He's a happy baby, right?
He's the best.
Look, he sees himself.
He sees himself.
He's like mesmerized.
Katie, he sees himself. Whoa. He's like, wow.
I want the keyboard. No, not the keyboard. Not the keyboard.
I just heard noises in the backyard.
What kind of noises?
Like people and stuff.
No, in our yard?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll have to go out and check that, I guess. Yeah.
Not used to hearing that.
No.
Really close, like by the bar park.
It's what
sounds and stuff.
Well, it's maybe just the neighbors are back at their pool or something.
Yeah. No.
Oh, all right. All right, I'll go check it. Okay. All right, so Mickey said that Alex hit 44 miles an hour on his Monster V3. Okay, good for Alex. Glad to hear it. Pedal hangers. Okay, Dan's talking about the pedal hanger mod. I'll have to take a look at that. I am curious how that turned out and how clean it looks. You know, cutting into the plastic case sounds like a risky proposition. BT embracing a new style should be fun. Yes, it should be fun indeed. 44 is sensationally fast. I don't know if I would say since. I don't know if that's the adjective I would use, sensationally. But it is fast. Yeah, definitely. Mickey says, okay, so it is 70, the wheel is 75 pounds, and he needs the range. He's a delivery driver for work. So he does these deliveries on his EUC. That's what, really? I didn't know he was delivering on his EUC. Wow. Jesse, you'll get BT in here. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. Fuji says, in the bicycle industry, rotating weight one wheels is way more important than static weight. People spend thousands of dollars on wheels alone. Do you think EUC motor weight could be reduced? Well, I mean, EUC motor does have some weight to it because of the magnets that are used. But really, the battery is the much more significant weight cause in an EUC. Because I just replaced the motor on my Kingsong 18XL. I swapped out the 2,000-watt motor for the 2,200-watt motor, and I can tell you it was not that heavy. It really was not. Hey, Cindy, Mickey said hello.
I'm sorry?
Mickey said hello.
Who?
Mickey from New York.
Oh, okay, hi.
Hi. Hey, okay, hi.
I can hear you. I don't want to run.
Okay. What's the youngest kid you have seen ride in EUC? I've seen very young children riding EUCs, 10 years old and less. Kids learn everything faster. Okay, guys, King's on page. Speedy Feet's kids seem pretty good, not sure their age. Yeah, and they started very young too. I'm pretty sure they were younger than 10 years old when they first started running. So Mickey says VT works for Kayar. Don't know what that is. Grubhub, I've heard of it. Uber Eats, etc. Wow. So what's he do? He just like has a backpack? It sounds problematic. Because if you're throwing food in a backpack, I would imagine it's going to get kind of thrown around, jostled around. Has VT ever done a video? Maybe that could be your next video, Mickey. You can document how VT uses an EUC to deliver food, because I find that interesting. I'm curious about the logistics involved in that, how you do that and keep the food intact. Hi, baby. What's up? What's up? Elsa's here. What's up? What's up? Maybe we have to go outside and see what that noise is. So Bear says your Monster 3108 is 76 pounds. Okay, yeah. It's heavy. It's heavy as shit. It's as heavy, it's heavier than the Dualtron scooter that we have. The Ultron Ultra that I had, scooter, that was 80 pounds, I think. So, yeah, that's a lot of heft. But that's what makes the Monster so good on open road situations. It's so heavy, it just plants itself in the road, and it could be as windy as hell. It just doesn't move, man. It feels so stable at speed. Oh. All right, guys. I need to go see who's in the backyard.
I don't think anyone is, but Cindy says that there is. I appreciate everybody turning. Ugh, I can't talk. Getting dry mouth. I might start smacking my lips again. I appreciate everyone tuning in to see what my new device is. There will be a lot of content on this. I think it'll be interesting seeing my perspective on it compared to some of the aggressive riders that have made the wheel famous or infamous, depending on your point of view. So we'll see how it goes. I appreciate it. That's all I have for now. Look for a lot more later. And until next time, Duffman out.